My name is Lee Tracy, and the title of the piece is 100 Tears. It's hand-blown glass tears, about 7, 8, maybe 9 inches high, on the floor, going in different directions, and inside I've inserted a handwritten sentence on a piece of vellum that states 100 things that made me cry while living in the last century. Someone stole my hat right off of my head. It's true. I was in school, and school was getting out, and I was waiting outside the door for my brother, and some big guy, you know, a sixth grader, came by and took my stocking hat right off my head and ran to the bus, and, you know, that hurt my feelings. Oh, I fell in a puddle and ruined my coat.
And what inspired you to do this?
The turn of the century. And that I really wanted to have meaning to that time that I was witnessing. You know, I thought it was a big event, and basically when the clock struck midnight and the next day came, it really was ordinary. Knowing it's the 21st century, I wanted to put a definite end and beginning to that point.
And why the idea of doing something that brought tears to your eyes?
I think I was crying, and I thought about the past, and we all, you know, memories and the past, and yeah, I think that we all think of tears and crying.
Was it difficult to come up with those things that touched you emotionally, those 100 things and more?
No. I sat down with a pad of paper and just started writing, and this is really pruned down, 100.
Pruned down from how many?
It could be thousands, you know. Little things from childhood to big events that you remember. World problems. Sometimes when I paint. Oh, okay, Patty's brother was killed in Vietnam. That was just a horrible thing. Patty's mother came running out of the house and throwing herself on the ground because a blue car drove up and two men in uniform got out. Patty and I were in the driveway playing the game Donkey with the ball on the side of the building. And to see her mother, she got off the ground and started beating the men on the chest and screaming, no, no. We didn't really know what was going on. We were children. That's when I started to learn about the war.
You mentioned what inspired you to do this, the millennium and so forth, and the end of the century. Where did you come up with the idea, though, to physically render this as you have here?
You know, it's an image that just flashed in my head as I was sitting on the couch just after the clock struck, and just sort of complaining that there was no meaning in all of this, you know. And there was a flash there, you know, of this image, and I just got on the phone soon after and pursued it without questioning. So I just did it.
Before I had you describe the tears themselves, the glass-blown tears, maybe we could expand that to talk about the tears, this video component here, and the sound. Can you describe that? If you were to describe this whole installation to someone who hadn't seen it or heard it, how would you describe it?
You walk in, you see the tears on the concrete floor. There happens to be a drain, and that sort of helped the image when I came down. It's like, oh, wow, there's a drain there. This is supposed to happen. Then you walk down 3 stairs into this pit, and I have a video projection of the words that I wrote. The words are the sentences in the tears, and they're on trace that I'm flipping through the pages. So you can see layers of words. Someone said that they were making poems just by reading from the top to the bottom.
And there's the sound.
Yes, you know, when you start venturing out from what you normally do, then all of a sudden everything is possible and you want to do it all. And I did the video and then I was thinking about sound. And I discovered through our friend, Mark Messing at Maestromatic, that anything's possible with sound. And we took a drop, and the whole screen is visual. The drop went into the computer, and then he asked me what type of room, what type of surface, hard, soft, if I wanted an echo, how slow do I want it, and then it's just, this is what you're going to hear.
And why did you choose that, to add that element, that specific sound here?
I wanted running water, the purity of it, the cleansing, and the tear, and how it lingers. Oh, when I saw the Dalai Lama. My aunt died of cancer, and that was probably, it was my first relative to pass away, and that was very sad.
What do you think when you look at these now? When you look at these unfold, even just as you're with us now, these different memories, different instances?
There's still a part of me, and they always will be. It's like having an old piece of clothing that you can't throw out, like a coat that belongs to a relative or something. And you'd never wear it in public, maybe. I'm older now, and I see beauty in these things that maybe I questioned while I was living them, what it was. It was a very confusing time.
Did this process serve as a sort of catharsis for you?
Yes, definitely. I have lots of courage from this, and all things, you know, putting the quotes in there and reading them to you and telling you that, yes, this is true. Some of it is only personal, some of it's for you. But also going beyond my medium of oil paint and doing something that is an installation, and I thought maybe beyond me.
What reaction do you get from other people who see this?
They're liking it in ways. There was a woman in here that I didn't know, and she sat down in this pit. And to view everything, you have to be down here for about 45 minutes. And I was in the other room, and she came out, and she just put her hand on her chest and said, "This is so moving." That was a success right there. I had a spider on my neck. I had one, and someone said, "I didn't know you had a mole on your neck." And my eyes lit up. "No, I don't have a mole." And I just started screaming and crying. I had to remove the Valentines from my windows. That happened. In my background, we didn't celebrate holidays at all, because my father joined a religion that did not believe this, while my mother didn't. So a lot of this installation and what is in it is putting sort of clarity to that and acknowledging it.
You were talking about courage just a minute ago, and it occurs to me that one of the things, I mean, all artists, and whether you're working with painting or sculpture or the theater or dance, or much of them is worn on their shirt sleeves when they're doing their work. But this, in this form, you're actually writing it down. And, mm-hmm. and that it's not embedded or encoded with the work and the medium and so forth, and left to the viewer to sort of pick apart and understand. Here you're spelling it out.
Right.
How does that feel to do that, to put yourself so far out in this work, and so clearly?
I think I'm old enough. I'm 39. I say I'm in my 40th year. That it feels fine. It feels fine. I've lived enough that looking back, there is this material, and it's a story.